Good evening. Tonight is Tuesday, June 17th. I'm Evan. You're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. I went to a pretty interesting BR educational meeting tonight. Basically, the topic that they covered was negotiating without safe words. It was definitely a pretty, I thought it was a good class because, you know, it kind of went a step beyond sort of the basic, I think it was kind of the default level of, you know, negotiation and kind of a framework for people to play in. You know, which is kind of the, I guess, I think it's kind of treated as an assumption, you know, in the BDSM community, sort of, you know, you go to a club and you talk to, you know, you run into somebody, you talk about playing, you're like, oh, okay, set up a safe word, and then, you know, you go play, right? And kind of one of the things that the presenter brought up that I thought was a really good point was that kind of, while in theory it's a really good practice, sometimes it can actually take away from the, sort of the importance of communication and the importance of, you know, having the top in the situation be really aware of the feedback, you know, mostly nonverbal, really, and sometimes verbal, but the, you know, the feedback in general that a bottom is giving in a situation, you know, people are using safe word as using it as a you know, a crutch instead of an, you know, sort of emergency fallback, you know, then they're not. You know, they're not really taking advantage of the different kinds of communication that are possible, and they might be missing out on things that they might pick up on otherwise if they were, you know, more focused on sort of the bottom's reactions to things. You know, it's easy to go into a situation, set up a safe word, and then, you know, beat on somebody and assume that since they're not using a safe word, everything's going well. You know, but the fact is, you can have some people that have fairly serious psychological issues or hang-ups about using a safe word, or sometimes some people can kind of go into a nonverbal headspace when they're in a situation that's going really bad for them, to where they're not just physically not capable of using one. You know, so there's a lot of, basically there's a lot of things to think about as far as, you know, just using it as a kind of default catch-all for, you know, for communication during a scene. And, you know, it's really not a replacement for, you know, good, thorough, you know, pre-scene negotiation, also just for knowing the person that you're playing with. I think one of the other interesting kind of things that they talked about was the sort of the other end of the spectrum, really, where you're just doing sort of, you know, maybe casual play with somebody that you haven't played with before or somebody that you don't know well, you know, in which case, you know, a lot of times you're better off not using a safe word and just, you know, taking things literally. You know, if someone says no, then it means no, you know, instead of making them say banana or whatever, right? Because, you know, if they, you know, being a new situation and everything, new play partner, if you find yourself, or if they find themselves in a you know, sort of an unexpected situation where they are suddenly not able to you know, respond or communicate clearly, you know, they might not be able to use a safe word, or, you know, they might sort of not be saying the right thing. You know, so I think that was kind of the two main sort of directions of looking at it from, is the, you know, the introductory, just getting to know the person, you know, you're sort of better safe than sorry, taking things at face value, so you're not using a safe word because, you know, you're taking everything literally. And then the other end of the spectrum is where you know someone well enough, you know, and you've done enough, you know, pre-negotiation, you're familiar enough with how they respond to things in general, you know, you're able to sort of safely and effectively play without a specific safe word. So anyway, I thought it was a, you know, good presentation, had a lot of you know, feedback and interaction with the audience. So it was definitely a good, productive evening. Anyway, that's really about it for tonight. You know, as always, I can be reached with any questions, comments, or feedback at evan@kinkycrafter.com. And, you know, I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.